It's time for the emergency break of the week.
That was very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
On your show to try to help you.
And we're having fun here, no? You're telling us funny stories about Burt Reynolds, and now all of a sudden it's I'm a big jerk.
No, you are a big jerk.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you the candidates. You get a chance to vote on them at 214-787-1310. Please vote responsibly. Candidate number one comes to us from a new member to the ticket team. Now, he's been doing ranch reports, and you've heard him on the station for a while, but David Moore has teamed up with John Radigan this week to do a little fill-in work for the Bad Radio time slot. Bad Radio filled in for the hard line, if you want to keep up with it on your scorecard. David's great. He's got a lot of knowledge of a lot of different sports. They were talking some baseball, and it happens to all of us, happens to me all the time. David Moore got tongue-tied, and he had a stumble-slash-stammer that's pretty darn good. Let's give a listen.
The Rangers looked like they were going to win in the fifth inning, and then by the sixth, it looked like they weren't going to win.
And then things I hadn't been doing. I mean, Elvis Andrews. I thought two really
yes.
good plays that didn't result in outs.
All right, let's break that one down here real quick. Let's isolate that for the listener.
Wow.
Boy, Ryan's would be proud of that, wouldn't he?
He started arguing with himself. Yeah, that was maybe the best one we had this year up until then when Sean Bass got crossed up by the one
now,
word answer. Yeah, I imagine that will make a rotator as a drop. Congratulations to David Moore on the list for the e-break. I'm not sure if he's ever been up for one before. And I don't think this guy's been up more than once or twice. It's the President of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama. He experienced a joke fail when introducing Richard Cordray as his new Director of Consumer Protection Agency or something like that. Situation.
The Financial Bureau of Protection of Consumer Interest in an Agency.
And the deal is Cordray was once on Jeopardy and did well and won some money, so why not make the Jeopardy joke? The only problem is no one else was really clued in and ready to laugh at the president.
Now, last but not least, back in the 80s, Richard was also a five-time Jeopardy champion and a semifinalist in the Tournament of Champions. Not too shabby. That's why all his answers at his confirmation hearings will be in the form of a question. That's a joke.
Wow.
Gosh.
Not since Mark Cuban have we had a joke layout.
Stop with that.
In front of an audience.
Oh, too bad. But
the president decided to go with that's a joke instead of but. Either one are effective to try to get out of a...
That's a joke.
...failed joke. Candidate number three comes to us from the Dunham & Miller Morning Show from one Rich Phillips.
I protest this.
Who tried to throw out a little comedy. It was met with silence and then a return volley from the great Gordo.
And then it says here, runner-up Blake Lewis is 30.
American Idol runner-up.
No. But they don't even indicate that anymore.
Don't even
now,
say it.
If you're a runner-up, you're just on American Idol.
That's Lake Louisville, isn't it?
What?
What?
You said Lake Lewis? What?
Blake.
Oh, sorry. Missed the B.
Why don't you leave the comedy broadcasting to these three in here, okay?
Well, give me some sometime.
Ah, there you go, Rich.
All right, that's Muse and the News.
That's a joke.
It's odd that B. Rich Phillips missed the B.
I did.
How could you miss a B?
I don't know.
That was horrible.
Thanks.
That may have been the worst joke of 2011, Rich.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
And that's why you've ended up on the emergency break of the week.
It was quite a stretch.
So is it David Moore, Barack Hussein Obama, or B. Rich Phillips. 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, I have to vote for Mr. David Moore, and I love you madly, George Lee.
George Lee?
Hmm.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote.
Yes, sir?
Yeah, I'm going to vote for Barack Obama.
Okay, word pronunciation. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, answer Bitch Phillips.
that's Rich, sir.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Come on, are you, Marty?
Yay, oh best friends.
Hi, neighbors. I'm going to vote for Barack Hussein Obama. This is not love you. Love
go
you
away. Go away.
I love his middle name, too.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Woodmore lets you use his sheep on Gordon Keith.
What was that?
Something about sheep?
Yeah. I didn't catch it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
The redneck penis.
That's you, George.
No, I'm not up.
Who is the redneck?
I think it's Rich. I guess that'd be Rich. Oh.
It is?
Yeah.
That's your new nickname.
It is?
The redneck penis.
Boy, what a horrible nickname. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
George is dropping.
Not up, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for George's jiggling jello nipples.
No, that's not up either. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for the guy who wrote the foreword to the Michael Scott Leadership Handbook, Barack Hussein Obama.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Let me make this clear. I'd like to vote for the president.
Okay, there was something there.
It was too Richard Nixon.
Yeah, a little too deep, but he had something with the cadence. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Chairman Malbama.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Who's a Democrat, I'll remind you.
Maybe our first presidential win for Barack Hussein Obama.
And the lamestream media.
Last but not least, back in the 80s, Richard was also a five-time Jeopardy champion. And a semifinalist in the Tournament of Champions. Not too shabby. That's why all his answers at his confirmation hearings will be in the form of a question. That's a joke.
Oh, too bad!
Is that the first win for the president?
He ties Groobs and Brenda Teal with two wins.
Oh, he wanted... I can't remember his other win. All right, way to go, Mr. President. 808 here on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. So all this talk...